Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So welcome everybody to the Chakra Way Meditation Podcast. And today I've got another amazing and I think fascinating guest. Today I'm talking to Jason Medlock. Now Jason is, he's a lot of things. He's a mindset coach, he's a hypnotist, but he is an author and has a new book, Empowered by Consciousness, which I know we're going to talk about, but so many things. We are very much on the same page when it comes to discovering the right modality of spiritual path, awakening, healing, whatever, for you. And I know that Jason has a million tricks up his sleeve, and I cannot wait to get into this conversation. So welcome, Jason. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. So let's start off with the thing that I'm sort of most into, and I feel like it's going to take us in a big old circle. Quantum healing hypnotist. Now, I have to confess, and people who listen to me know that anything with the word quantum in, I'm like, oh, I'm so, I love it. So I am excited to hear. First of all, tell us a little bit about quantum healing hypnosis, and then tell us how you got into it, and then we'll just follow on from there.
Well, quantum healing hypnosis is, a beautiful, beautiful type of hypnosis that takes you much, much deeper than just regular clinical hypnosis. It moves you, well past, obviously we're in the theta state. We're in the theta state twice a day. And we just don't even realize it, but we are. But it moves you more so deeply into the theta brainwave state, more to the somnambulistic state, very, very, very deep, relaxing state of mind where we perform quantum healing hypnosis. And it's basically it takes you to a different place in your life. It takes you to experience such more of a richer experience, a pleasant experience, where you can ask questions and you can actually prepare questions prior to the actual session. And so
is theta state that state just as you're going to sleep and just as you're waking up? When you say we experience it twice a day, is that just so the people that don't know, like myself, where exactly do we experience that theta state?
Well, we experience the theta state, when we're jogging, when we're watching TV, when we're
so in. So it's that kind of, that sort of meditative kind of just sort of blank mind state.
That blank mind state, that's the theta state. And, athletes experience the theta state when they're training. The state of very intense focus and, just singular pinpoint focus on one particular thing. That's a level of theta. So we experience it anyway twice a day. And but when you move into the deep theta state, then you're intensely, you're visualizing, you're focusing, and the somnambulistic state is the state that Dolores Cannon, who's pioneered this technique for more than 40 years. That's the state she likes to work in. It's not an official brainwave state, but it's a somnambulistic state, which is a very, very deep and relaxing state of mind. And quantum healing hypnosis allows you to experience this beautiful, peaceful, calm state. And once we are able to get a person into this somnambulistic state, we're able to use past life regression to move people to different lifetimes. We're able to actually, and I know you've done your research on this, to communicate with the higher self, with the subconscious mind, and some people may say with God himself. So this state, this somnambulistic state, you're not asleep, but you're not fully awake. And our voice is the only thing that's keeping you awake. Now you are aware. You're aware of my voice. You're aware. Some people are aware of kind of what's going on. Some people don't remember once we bring them back. So, but quantum healing hypnosis allows you, it's almost like you seeing a medium and you're saying, well, how's my mother? What's my purpose in life? Can you connect me with my dad? What is my wh how will my children turn out to be in life? Those are the questions you would ask a psychic medium. Now, as a quantum healing hypnotist, we allow our patients to ask us 10, 15 questions. We like to keep it at 10, meaningful questions. And once we get the questions, okay, and also we're trying to figure out the trauma. We're trying to figure out the mental trauma or the physical pain or disease that a patient may have. But we can use quantum healing for a lot of different things. So I don't want to go all over the place. But once we get the questions and we go through our induction and we go through our deepener and we move closer and closer to this somnambulistic state. And once we're there, we then survey the past lives because we're searching for what caused this particular blockage. Why do we have cancer? Why can't we stop the anxiety we feel every day? We're searching in which past life can we find out where this actually happened at? A lot of the times when we bring a person off the cloud and we're there in a past life, it's not a past life, it's a current lifetime. And we try to find out, we ask, when I was in my level one training and level two training, why are we getting so many people that are in the current lifetime? Darn it, I want to go to a past life. I want to get all this information. The subconscious mind will only take the person where they see fit to find the information. And it may be the current life where the issue resides.
So you're basically going in and you're asking the higher self for these answers, because quite often somebody might go to a medium or I don't know some kind of and expect these answers to come from externally. And what you're doing is accessing the inner knowledge that's already there within us, within our higher self, within our higher consciousness. And it's revealing the answers that we already kind of know, but are hidden from our conscious everyday brains.
Roseanne, I was just like that before I learned this technique. And when I was going through my spiritual journey, I was using my spiritual coach. She was accessing my higher self through my chakras. And we were to go into a meditative past life regression. And that's how I first learned how to do past life regression, was from a meditative approach, not a hypnosis approach. My spiritual coach would tell me, I don't like hypnosis. It takes too long to get a person into a state. I love using meditation to do meditative past life regression. So that's how I particularly learned it. And even before that, she's a psychic medium and she's a channeler. I would go to her to get my answers. I would, and they would act be correct most of the time. They would be right, spot on, until I came in contact with Dolores Cannon's work. And you're absolutely right. Instead of getting the answers from other people, we can get them from you. And will Jason, do the clients even know this? We record every session audio, and I video all my sessions video. And most of the people, when they're able to press play or watch the video, they're saying, "Oh my God, is that me talking?" The voice turns from your voice to such a brilliant, such a beautiful presence. And you almost instantly realize that it's not you really speaking. It's you as the avatar, but it's the brilliance of your higher self in the God particle that's in you, that's given these answers. Now, we really monitor the type of answers we're getting back. We want to make sure that the person is not just answering. And we have techniques to tell if you're deep enough in your answering and if you're not deep enough. So we, as practitioners, we're trained with the ear to really listen. But there are so many stories I can tell you. I'll let you pull them out of me, but there are so many stories I can tell you of
Help me,
different
Jason.
clients. And sort of what happened there. But we get the answers, and it's something like Mary is having problems sleeping at night. A relative of hers continues to come into her room. Why is that? The person will twitch a little bit and even mouth will move. Because he loves her. He's been with her many, many lifetimes. In this lifetime, she is a daughter. But in other lifetimes, she is more than that. She is a sister. She is a wife. She knows she doesn't need to worry about it. She knows. And that's all you'll get. So when the client replays it, it's like, "Oh my God, you mean to tell me my brother was my husband or my cousin at one point?" Because Dolores would always say in our teachings, and we know she's passed away with her beautiful soul, that we're just characters playing a part in a movie. Yeah, we are incarnated in these bodies, and we're here learning. We're here to co-create. We're here to find our way back to oneness, which is source. And this is just a play, a movie that's being played out by these spirits, these beautiful beings that inhabit these avatars. And I know that some people may be like, "Whoa, what are they talking about?" But we incarnate in these avatars and these biological wonders that we call human bodies, and the spirit's energy charges this body and all the biological genius of it, and we're here to learn. So from that aspect, we're playing a role. We're living out life in the physical because obviously spirits are non-physical.
I love this. It's such an extraordinary and fascinating way to access that part of us that I think, a lot of us are very aware that we have this higher consciousness. We're aware that, we have connections with people in our lives that feel more than coincidence. These connections that are so deep and strong with people that maybe doesn't make sense. And to have that explained and within ourselves, for that knowledge to come from ourselves is so empowering. I can imagine that being so affirming and so deepening of one's own spiritual practice. I'm, as I said before we started recording, I'm really drawn to having a session because I feel as though it would reaffirm so much of my own spiritual connection with myself and help actually to realign my energies because there's that sort of confirmation that I don't know, the feeling of sort of solidity within yourself as your spirit, that you're feeding your spirit, you're listening to your spirit, your soul, your higher self, this thing that is this energy that's within you. You know, I mean, I work on the chakra level. You know, it's very, in a way, compared to this kind of work, it's kind of basic. I mean, it's fundamental. Let's not do myself down. It's very fundamental in understanding our spiritual and our energetic world. But this feels like it takes us to a newer, more self-aware level.
Well, clinical hypnosis, in a lot of respects, helps rewire the brain. If you get enough sessions of clinical hypnosis, more than 10 sessions, then you can effectively create new neural pathways and install new software into the hardware, which is the brain.
Yes.
And session after session after session, quantum healing hypnosis allows you to discover a new aspect of yourself. And it can do the same thing as clinical hypnosis, but on much of a powerful level. Now, why do people seek out quantum healing hypnosis? Most of the time, there's some sort of mental illness they're dealing with, whether it be depression, whether it be dealing with weight issues, whether it be a disease or something physically wrong with the body. Now, well, then how do you guys handle these type of things using quantum healing hypnosis? Well, again, we move you to the somnambulistic state, and let's just stick with disease because Dolores healed thousands of people in her work in quantum healing, and she stumbled upon moving people to different lifetimes as she was perfecting this technique because she was a hypnotherapist, just like we all started, you know. And we found, and she found this level of hypnosis. It's in her book, Five Lives Remembered. And here I am promoting her stuff, but she has about 20 books.
exactly. Everyone knows Dolores Cannon. Cannon, yeah.
Yes, but the disease. So when we get the question of I'm dealing with, this is pretty much known, cancer. And there's a book called Soul Speak by Julia Cannon. Julia Cannon runs the school. She teaches all the courses now that her mom's passed away. But Julia wrote a book called Soul Speak. And they categorized all the different responses over the years that Dolores and Julia has they've received from the higher self when the question of I'm dealing with Mary is dealing with cancer. Can we help her? And why is she dealing with cancer in this particular lifetime? And the answer would come back from the higher self because she hates her mother. Her mother never paid attention to her, and she's always held this resentment, and it's manifested itself as a disease. So we know that hate is related to anyone that has cancer. When we're doing quantum hypnosis, we know that the what do you call it? The throat area. Gosh, I just got stuck.
Well, the
We know
thyroid.
that the lower, yes, the thyroid, we know that the thyroid is because the person doesn't feel they have a voice. They doesn't feel even if they do speak, no one listens to them. You develop thyroid disease. Then the ankles on the knees means that you're not moving in the right direction in your life. Well, Jason, how do you guys get all of this? It's because of hundreds, thousands of sessions done through with all the practitioners. There's a lot of practitioners out here, QHHT practitioners. We have a online forum, and Julia Cannon has already developed a somewhat of a book and a chart of different diseases that we find or different mental illnesses and what the response was. And I tell you, Rosa, these responses, no matter if you're new level one or you're just starting or you're level two or level three, they always are the same no matter what client. And that is absolutely incredible.
And I love this because that tallies so precisely with what I find when I'm working with the chakras. Whenever anybody has a blocked chakra, throat chakra, as we're talking about that, the representation of the thing that keeps that out of balance, and that, the more your energy is out of balance, the more blocked that chakra is going to be. The energy is not going to flow, and therefore, dis-ease is going to come in. And yeah, I mean, it's a very sad thing. And people who've been listening to my podcast for a while will hear this about probably about the 15th time you've heard me say this. But, for women, thyroid issues are much worse, or much more common than for men, because historically women have not had a voice, really until the last, few decades we're talking about in terms of span of history. But it's interesting as well. Where's my book? I can't see it. Do you remember that lovely book, You Can Heal Your Life, Louise Hayes?
I've heard of that book. I hadn't read it, but I know what you're talking about.
Louise Hayes, You Can Heal Your Life. She also has this very strong connection with thought process, with mind, the programming and the sort of that negative mindset, those stories that we tell ourselves, and how they then come out in a physical way. And it's very precise. It's an old school book. It was one of the very first. I think I bought it like way back in sort of late 80s, early 90s. And that was my very first introduction to this idea of mind, body, spirit connection, and how impactful the mind and the thoughts we think are on the brain. And I love this because, as like I any way that we can get to back to that same place, which is healing, which is knowing the self, understanding the self, being able to comfort, I guess, and heal the self in some kind of way, whichever direction we come at it from, doesn't matter. There's a million different ways we can get there, but the center of it is this finding peace, finding calm, finding healing, finding freedom from that sort of, the torture that we give ourselves in our minds so frequently. Yeah. So I
I
love.
promote, I promote this concept in my book, and I'm glad you said it. Doesn't matter what type of modality you're using, whether it's through the chakras, whether you're using meditation to gain this connection, whether it's hypnosis or quantum healing. You mentioned that the thyroid, you get the same type of answer or the same type of feeling of blockage or with the voice and not having a say. And I promote that all the modalities are closely aligned. There's no one way to get the healing for a client. There are several different methods and several different ways, and we're all connect. They are all connected as one. And I heard you say that. I'm like, yes, because I've done shows and I had people say to me, well, no. I was listening to this person, and I'm like, oh, it's never no.
No, they all come back
There's
to the same place.
different
Everything
ways.
contributes, and it's whatever resonates for you that really works. And this is why I also love the fact that you're a mindset and performance coach, because you have all these modalities. So you've written this book, Empowered by Consciousness. So just tell me a little bit about the theme of this book, because I imagine you're bringing all of these various different modalities in.
I'm bringing all of the modalities in. It is a journey of all the different modalities that I was able to study. Psychedelics. I'm a level three galactic energy healer, so just like Reiki healer, but we channel patterns and we use patterns to heal. Meditation. How I've used meditation in this healing process, and also how I've used it to manifest and then actually heal as well. Scientific remote viewing, associate remote viewing. Just these ingredients are in the book, and it is a beacon of light. It is a guide for any person to, you don't have to buy one particular book. You can, all of the modalities that I've studied are wrapped into the one book, and I give a deep dive in the history of it and how it started and where did it come from. And I throw science in there as well so that we can get some scientific, quantitation,
Have a
quantify
scientific.
some of this. Absolutely. And a lot of it, can be explained with science and some of it can't. But then I give you my personal experience, and I end it with showing you how to perform the modality to actually help you overcome, whether it's a blockage, whether it's healing, whether it's trying to develop a relationship with source. Different meditations are in the book, different techniques on the pineal gland. I write about the third eye chakra, and I write about the pineal gland. I write about channeling, because a lot of people think that, oh, you're a channeler? Well, you can hear things. No, I'm not clairaudient. But the way I channel, I get pictures. And I can sense images that tell me the story of what I need to know. And that's how I was taught how to channel. But my channeling coach, she could hear just like that. And I teach about the vessel and how you have to eat high vibratory foods. And I know that you probably eat a lot of high vibratory foods to keep your vibration high. So I speak about a lot of different techniques on how to manifest certain things. And I'm a transcendental meditator. I meditate twice a day, TM, but I've even, and I wouldn't say it's my technique, but I perfected a way to even manifest within transcendence. When you transcend to the point where there's nothing but peace, there's nothing but quiet. And I've even begun to manifest in that particular space. So the book is a powerful, piece of information, rendition yeah. of all the journeys that I've gone through and with dealing with all the modalities. Astral projection is one of the chapters. I've left my body, trying to go to the Akashic Records so that I can see my vibratory history and ended up popping out of my body and being on the top right ceiling in my room on the wall, looking down at me sleep. And I had practiced, I had read Bob Monroe's books, Out of Body, and Aaron Pavlin's book, The Guide to Astral Projection. So I was reading these books, trying to just self-teach myself. And here I am looking at YouTube, just like the average person, looking at YouTube, looking at Akashic Record video, trying to meditate and get to the Akashic Record so I could, you know, understand my life history. And I end up popping out of my body. And I was like, oh my God. But the book is a representation of all the spiritual modalities / practices and how they can help improve your life.
It sounds like the most magnificent bag of tools that you've put together there. Yes. And I'm interested as you're talking.
I have a copy of it right here.
Oh, beautiful. I'm interested to hear, like, to know as you're talking, and you've gone there. You've really dived deep into so many different modalities, and you've trained in them, and you've really experienced them, and you know them, which is always, you know, is fantastic. How did you get here? What was your path? Just briefly, like, what led you to this work? Have you always been a really spiritual person, or did you have an awakening, or what happened to get you to this place where you have explored so many beautiful modalities in the spiritual and healing world?
In the introduction of my book, I talk about being 9 years old and being, I'm a Methodist Christian, and I still am. And just being in church, playing with toys, and even when you're young, you know what's going on, but everybody's praying, so I'm praying. But I kept trying to figure out, okay, so let me stand up and sit down, then the tray comes around with the money, and then we pray, and then they sing. I was like, okay, and then church was over. So that was it. And I went to Sunday school, and I knew God. I knew it was a God. I was struggling with, where was he? Well, he's a spirit. Okay, so we never really were taught spirit, what? Like, what else? is he in space somewhere? Is he? So my curiosity was always there with, the origins of God and how can we really, really talk to him? And I knew that you prayed and, you could hear him, but some people couldn't hear him. They just prayed and, that was it. So I started out that way. You know what I mean? So And I started off that way, just really trying to figure out my relationship with God. And my sister ended up showing me some affirmations, ended up sharing with me affirmations of faith while I was in college playing football. So I was saying these affirmations. She told me to say these affirmations 3 or 4 times a day. And I will be a great student. I will be the leader on my football team with tackles. I will do this. And it started to happen. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. So after college, she guided me to watch The Secret. Mm-hmm. And I watched The Secret. Yeah. That just really did it for me. That brought metaphysics into play, the law of attraction, whatever you want, you can get back, vision boarding. I started doing vision boarding and law of, and using the law of attraction and doing all these, you know, 3 times a day. I started being successful instantly. I was had a construction firm. Anything I wanted, it was coming to me. And I'm like, man, this stuff works. But it also fueled me to continue to go. And I stayed on that track for a long time until COVID-19 happened. And when COVID-19 happened and it forced millions of us to spend time with ourselves, that's when my spiritual journey started right there. Mm-hmm. And one of the first book I read was The 12 Archangels by Belinda Womack. And it just opened me up so much. And I started, got on the internet and kept trying to find spiritual coaches. And I connected with Chloe Moores. And she's up north, northeast. And we started to connect. She was giving me energy healing sessions at first. And then from there, she started doing channeling sessions for me. And I started to learn my purpose and where I should be heading. And I started studying. And I spent a lot of money. I know you have too. We spent a lot of money on different coaches trying to get this knowledge and understand how do we apply it. And it brought me all the way here. And I've studied on seminars, actual classes, certifications. I've dug so deep into so many different modalities. It's just absolutely amazing. So that's my journey that has brought me here. And I knew at some point that I would write a book on all the different experiences I've had, even with psychedelics. I have a chapter on psychedelics. I've experimented with psychedelics specifically to write about it in Empowered by Consciousness. And when I tell you the trip I took, it reminded me of astral travel. When you astral travel in your body and you're laying there, you must pretty much master meditation first before you can astral travel. You don't have to, but it's, you know, for those who don't do it naturally, meditation really helps you. But my body was vibrating like someone started a lawnmower. And it was, ooh, I'm like, okay, it's happening. And maybe about 15 minutes after I had taken the mushroom and I had a monitor in the room with me, I'm gone. And when I wake up, I'm observing myself, having just a normal conversation with people. And you hear about the ego, the death of the human ego, and how the ego is so treacherous, and that it sits right here outside of the avatar. And I'm watching me speak to people in such a terrible way, such a just horrific. And I'm like, man, do you realize how they feel? And that was my first experience with psychedelics and observing the human ego. And when I came back, I really tried to minimize the ego. I was doing a lot of different studies. So I bought a book called Be Here Now. And started to read this book. I forgot this guy's name, but it's a blue book. It's a beautiful book, Be Here Now. And it talks about how to minimize the ego, how to destroy the human ego so that you can live with love and peace. And by the way, all of these modalities will not work, won't work for anyone if there isn't a sense of love in your heart. In a sense of awareness and love for others, you're just gonna have a hard time working in these modalities. But that's my walk. That's how I how I am here today, being able to speak to you now.
No, it's really fascinating to hear that because, you know, some people I talk to, they're like, you know, well, I've always been able to do it. And, you know, since I was a kid, I've been hearing and connecting and what have you. And other people have had like a real big drama in their lives, like a big trauma with a big T kind of happen in their lives, which has started them off on their path. But for you, it feels like you've been a slow burn, like you've been doing this work and you've been actually using it in your life to create for yourself a beautiful life, a successful life, through using all of these things, affirmations, meditations, you know, all of that kind of thing. And it was only when you were forced to be at home and stop working and being your successful self that you thought, okay, I'm just going to gather these things I know together, put them all together, do some extra training just to kind of finesse this. And because it was already all there within you. But I love that because you are the embodiment. You have lived the embodiment of the successfulness, if that's a word, or the effectiveness would be a better word, rather, of all of the modalities that you do. Because, you know, you've not been doing this for like 20 years and you're just sort of suddenly, all right, I finally got there and I've written a book. It's like, no, I know all of this stuff. It's kind of coming naturally to me. And now I'm ready to share it. And you have a very natural way of conveying the information that you do, and you've got a lovely sort of, you know, aura, lovely energy around you. And so it's really fascinating that you've managed to bring all together all of these very tangible methods of creating a life for ourselves that feels true, authentic, right, you know, just that we can live this life how we want to do it rather than struggling. So like, for people who are searching, they're on this spiritual path and they're like, I just want to get to that next level. And it's really annoying because Jason feels like he's just glided into it with no, and I'm just hitting the rocks and hitting the sides and I can't seem to grapple with what's the right one for me. What would your advice be to those people who are striving to be sat on these beautiful tracks of spiritual and awakening and calm and peace and just, you know, all of this wonderful work that you've managed to? What's your advice for those kind of people?
Well, before I say that, before I give you the respond to that, you're absolutely right. I wasn't always born with this. I didn't have any special abilities or powers or any of that. I read and I experienced what I was reading and I was self-taught, and then I was able to pull it out of me. So I want to thank you for you know, just even saying that, because I've interviewed a lot of people who I've always known, I've always had this ability. I could see, I can't see, I can't hear anybody talking to me.
Yeah.
But able to perfect these modalities by training myself and studying, and that's the only way you're going to get good at anything.
It's authentic. It's coming from you. It's coming like you're not, it's not like you've done a course and now you're just spouting it out. Like you've actually worked this all out. You've processed it through yourself. And so what comes out is really like, you know, I mean, this is what works for me, guys. I can tell you about X, Y, and Z, and this is how it works for me. And hopefully it'll work for you too, because I've lived it. It's very authentic. I like that.
So for the person or persons that are listening to the show and they're saying, oh, I'm stuck. How do I get out? What do I do? What portion of this conversation can help me? Well, the first thing is self-realization and self-recognizing. You have to recognize first. And that's in any form of therapy, any form of counseling, is self-realization. And once you realize that I'm not able to move forward from this point on, I need help or I need a solution, then and only then will you be open to meditation. Will you be open to self-hypnosis? Will you be open to understanding energy healing through the chakras and using modalities or practices that can help you expand your consciousness, which in turn helps you vibrate at a higher level. It helps you, your frequency raise at a higher level. So, Jason, all these terms, I'm simply saying that once you determine that you have a direction you want to move in, or there's an issue with this anger that you have towards your sister or your daughter, you just once you determine there's a problem, and only when you determine there's a problem, you're able to open up, because you cannot learn any of these. You cannot even receive hypnosis unless you want it. You have to self-realize first. And once that happens, you can open up a plethora of abilities that reside within you, a plethora of practices that can help you with your blood pressure. I mean, obviously meditation can help you lower blood pressure, can help you sleep better, can help you make more informed decisions. And it's just when people get that part, just like in mindset performance training, I'm using all the modalities that I've learned, that I've actually tried and studied and got the result from. I'm using these same modalities and packaging them into a coaching program. If you're an executive, you're an athlete, if you're a regular, everyday working person, entrepreneur, and you can't seem to, let's just say, you can't get off of the six-digit range, it's a reason why. You can't, it could be subconscious money blocks. We all have subconscious money blocks depending on when we were younger in the household, maybe in this lifetime or in a past lifetime. Mom, can I get jeans? We're not spending that kind of money on those jeans or these tennis shoes. Those are too high. You can get them.
It's that
You know
program,
what I mean?
that programming and that
It's
programming and that the stories that you tell yourself that have sometimes nothing to do with you. They were somebody else's story that they put onto you. But the other thing, and this is why I'm going to bring it back to the quantum healing hypnosis, is that it's so fascinating, is that we can actually look at the programming that was installed in past lives, or in ancestral lives and ancestral traumas that we get passed on, and beginning to understand those. And your higher self knows all of that, and you can, trying to access that through meditation is pretty hard work, actually. I mean, I wouldn't say that I've got there in terms of like being able to meditate into, listening to that voice of higher consciousness and be able to ask it questions. So that this quantum healing hypnosis is something that I'm, obviously it's mad, isn't it? Because I know Dolores Cannon, and I've, listen to her speak and so on, but I hadn't put the two and two together about the quantum healing hypnosis, and I knew she was about sort of past lives and stuff, but this is a
I
really
have something for you, though. I have something for you.
oh, go on.
Accessing my higher self. That may be another question for the audience. Well, how do I access it? How do I get there? I mean, it seems pretty tough. Okay. This is where remote viewing and associated remote viewing. Remote viewing is locating any unknown object in any time, any place, any realm, any dimension. Typically, there's a instructor who's giving you a target using four-digit numbers, and they have the photo of the target, and then you find this target using the four different numbers, which they've already embedded in the ether of space. Because once you, let's say you have a brand new red Corvette, and that's the picture, and I don't even know what it is, and they assign numbers to it, 3, 3, 5, 7. You keep saying that over and over and over. It's embedded in the ether in space, because our words, our thoughts are like light speed energy that's embedded. Okay, so that's remote viewing. Associate remote viewing is knowing the outcome of future events, football games, baseball games. Should I buy this car? Similar to hypnosis, quantum healing, getting the answers that you want. Associate remote viewing. I said that to say accessing the higher self. Because to access the higher self to get these answers in remote viewing, you have to develop the relationship. So you're going to have to figure out, this is to the audience, different ways to bring yourself into a deep sense of self, which obviously through meditation, through guided meditation, through self-hypnosis, yoga, something that helps you bring yourself and bring your awareness back from within. Practice, practice, practice. Mm-hmm. Now, at some point, you will be able to differentiate from the conscious mind, which is the left side of the brain, which is the thinker, which is the doer, the question. We want to know this. I have to go to work today. That's the conscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
The subconscious mind is the one that says, hey, don't go to that party. And then a second later, you're like, I'm going to that party. I don't really want to go, but I'm going. Well, the conscious mind told you not to go. It's the information, the low-lying information that you receive first. And it usually is about 1.3 seconds. And then it goes away, and then the conscious mind takes over.
Mm.
So you can then, if you're aware, if you're mindful,
yeah,
if you practice mindfulness, everything around you, the air that hits your skin, the curvatures on the TV, when you're driving, all the beautiful trees, being mindful of every little thing. If you practice mindfulness, and if you practice listening while you're meditating or praying or whatever you're doing to bring yourself to a deep theta, this is a long time. Practice, practice, practice. You can differentiate between the message from the higher self, subconscious mind, higher self, and the conscious mind. Well, Jason, is that how I can connect with the higher self? Yes. And you can live your life subconsciously, getting the answers you want on anything you want. Once you can differentiate, and what we try to do in associate or scientific remote viewing, we try to minimize the conscious mind. When you're growing up from ages 0 to 7 years old, the subconscious mind is guiding you every step of the way. The conscious mind doesn't come into play until you're 8 years old.
Mm.
And it begins to develop who you are based on the construct, the environment around you. Before that, it's all subconscious mind that is guiding you and protecting you and keeping you out of harm's way. But when you can begin to differentiate between the conscious mind speaking to you and the subconscious mind speaking to you by using mindfulness techniques, by using yoga, meditation, prayer, whatever you use, but on a consistent basis, consistent practice, you can then connect with your higher self that way and get answers and lead your life and change your life for the better.
I love that. Yeah, no, you speak absolute truth. And that is the work. That is the work, is bringing that awareness, bringing that self-awareness, having that sense of wholeness and listening to the self. And it takes work. It does take work. It takes practice. But that's why that's why we have people like you and people like me, because we're there to hold your hand and keep you accountable and keep you on track. And yeah, Jason, you've given us so much, and I'm so grateful to you for spending your time with me today, because I feel like I know a lot more about quantum healing hypnosis for a start. I feel like your book, Empowered by Consciousness by Jason Medlock, if you're going to look for it on Amazon, because it's there, was a number one bestseller when it came out.
Yes.
So it's a popular one. It sounds like a very worthwhile read. And anybody who's interested in, expanding into their higher consciousness, into their higher self, doing this work.
In two categories, in hypnosis and energy healing. So I was shocked that it hit number one bestseller in both those categories. But, my publisher, Pristinely Publishing, they were saying, no, those genre people are interested. Look at what's going on in the world today.
Yeah.
People want to figure out how to get away, and what I want to clarify one more thing. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Roseanne, but
no, go for it.
We don't heal people. We facilitate healing.
Mm.
You heal yourself.
Yes, absolutely. You can't.
I just want to get that out.
I always say to people that if somebody tells you that they can heal you, run, because no one can heal you. You can heal yourself, and you can have people who can guide you and help you and show you the way and teach you the tools to use, but no one can do that work for you. And you know, it really gives me great heart to hear that there are people, you know, that the people are running in their droves to buy a book like yours, because that means that this community of people who are wanting to push love and goodness out into the world and live their best lives and be their best possible selves and give them, you know, give their positive energy out into the universe are increasing. And my God, don't we need it? So yeah, I'm pleased, really thrilled to A, have met you, and B, that you've got this great book out there. So thank you so much today.
Thank you, Jason. Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
So thank you for joining me today, for joining me and Jason. I hope that you learned something. I certainly felt like I did. I think that Jason has, it's fascinating when you meet somebody for whom all of this work comes seemingly very naturally. And it gives heart and hope to the rest of us, I feel, that we can learn from and follow in their steps and learn. So yeah, if you want to get hold of Jason, jasonmedlock.com. And of course, if you want to get hold of me, if chakras, I mean, obviously you're here at the Chakra Way Meditation Podcast, so chakras probably are your thing. If you are interested in learning more about the chakras and how you can apply them to your life, how you can use them as your healing modality, alongside lots of other modalities that I can show you and teach you about, then go to my website, chakra-way.com, and have a look at the journey, which is an incredible container that I've created. It's a 7-month one, so this is like really deep, it's really big. It gives you time to absorb everything that you're learning about yourself, about your energy. And it allows us to tailor it to you and your specific needs. So if you're interested, I would love to talk to you, and I will be back soon with another podcast for you. Take care now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.